Hallelujah. Now say this with me. Dear God, your word is a light unto my path.
This day.
It helps me see
where I'm going.
Your word is worth more to me than silver or gold. I thank you that by your word I am warned, and by your word I receive great reward. I receive it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I really sense that the Lord is taking us into the things of the Spirit in a greater measure, and I'm so glad I'm not going there alone. I don't want to go alone. I want every one of us to be able to enter in to receive from the realm of the Spirit, from the kingdom of heaven in an ever-increasing way. I'm believing God that as we make a declaration someday, and we'll ask, how many people in here need healing in their body? I'm talking about the regular church attendees now. I'm not talking about visitors or anything like that that haven't heard the word, but people who call this place home. I'm believing God that one day I'll say, how many people need healing in their body? And I'll let me one hand go up. I'm believing God for that. And it's not necessarily going to come from people laying hands on you or anything like that, or even praying for you, but it will come because of the anointing that is increasing upon our lives and ministry, and because of the anointing that's on the Word. Now, listen to this scripture in Job chapter 22. It says in verse 21, "Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace." How can you not be at peace when you acquaint yourself with him, when you get to know him, when you strive after his company? He's with you all the time. Thereby, good will come to you. You want good to come to you? Get to know God in a greater measure. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. Now, think about this. All these things are very strategic things that we can do in order to be graced with his authority. Receive, please, his instruction and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. That's a word for you this morning. Pastor Sharon came and she began to speak that word about restoration, about coming back, about rededication. Well, here's a word. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. Amen. Say this with me. I am built up in the Lord. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold. The Almighty will be your treasure. Another translation of that word gold there actually is translated defense. The Almighty will be your defense against the enemy. The Almighty will be your defense against the God of this world. The Almighty will be your defense against the influence of this world, the spirit of the world. You need a defense against those things. All of us do as Christians. We need a defense against the spirit of the world because it will try to overtake us. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you. You will pay your vows. In other words, the things that you have declared before the Lord, just like we have declared this morning that we rededicate ourselves to God, means we will honor our vow to that. We will honor the fact that we have said we rededicate ourselves to the Lord. If we do these things that we spoke about, acquaint ourselves with the Lord, that receive him, receive instruction from his mouth, that we lay up his word in our heart. If we do these things, we will receive these things. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. When they cast you down and you say, exaltation will come. Then he will save the humble person. He will even deliver one who is innocent. Yes, he will be delivered by the cleanness or the purity of your hands. Hallelujah. When we do the same de la osondo kelamba. Eh, kosondo lo ba sinde se la bara sondo lo mboshite. Ila kokola manda sinde. Sundo barasinde, haha, sundo, le baba sundo, bere site lara sundo coda ba, lendo, haha, sinde cosondo lo baboshite, osondo barasinde, que sende la baba sundo. Yes, there is a darkness that is on the world, and it will continue. In fact, the darkness will increase, and it will increase, then it will increase some more. But the light that's on my people will shine and dispel the darkness for those who will yield to my word, those who will find themselves in a place of walking with me. For their light will become brighter, and it'll become brighter, and it'll become brighter, and then it will become brighter still. And those in the darkness will begin to see the light, and it will shine and display my glory. And they who are in darkness will crave after that glory. They will run to the light because the glory of God will flow from the light that is in you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You see, hallelujah. God is calling us to be sensitive to the things of the Spirit and to know how to operate in the Spirit. The Lord is going to teach us some things in the days ahead about the realm of the Spirit. And you and I come here and we see the influence of the Spirit sometimes, and we can see the prophetic word come forth, or we can see activities of the Spirit. And sometimes we relegate that to church services. But you know, when it happens, even in a church service, it also has an influence outside the service. It can change you, and you can carry that change into your environment, into the place that you work, because as you change by what takes place in the service, you will influence where you work, where you play, where you go to school, all those things. You will influence it in a greater measure, and the Spirit of the Lord will be able to flow through your born-again spirit that lives on the inside of you, because you see, it's perfect. It's perfect. And so when you are operating out of your spirit being, you are operating in perfection. You are operating in a fashion that will blow away those who would criticize you or even make fun of you, because they'll see the light that is in you. Praise the Lord God. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Lord, I just pray, God, that anointing that's on me, God, influence everybody in this place, Lord. I pray that it come upon everybody, dear God. Lord, that it just be released upon everyone. Just close your eyes for a minute and just breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Ha ha. Selah baboson. Jacob, God's got his eyes on you, man.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sure is. Father, I just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Jacob, Lord. Just bless him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Just bless him, Lord. Thank you for your hand of grace upon him, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, just walking down here, I never even seen you till I got right here. God just drew me right to you. Something special for you, man. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Father. We worship you in this place. Praise the Lord. Some of you prayer warriors are going to hook up with me in the Spirit in a greater measure. You're going to be able to understand things in the Spirit in a greater measure than you have in the past. You're going to get over there and begin praying in a greater, higher authority than you have before. And the Spirit of God is going to move through you to be able to speak things into existence in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, when I say hook up with me in the Spirit, I don't mean that you're going to pray exactly the same way I pray or do things the way I do. But you're going to have an understanding of the Spirit. You know, you're not going to do the things that I do. I mean, I'm always walking around. When I pray, when I'm all alone, I pray. I'm walking around all the time. I walk all over this place. I don't know how many times I walk here. I know where every seam is in the carpet. I know where every little fray in the carpet has been, and I take a scissors sometimes and cut it off. Those kind of things kind of bug me. But I know where everything is around here because I've walked over it so many times and I've seen it so many times. I know when anything's out of place. I know because I pray and I walk when I'm praying all the time. It's just the way I do it. And it just I just sense the presence of God as we yield to Him in who we are. Not who we want to be, but who we are in Christ. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I live by that Spirit. I live by the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And I'm not going to live my life the way somebody else does. God wants me to live my life by the Spirit of Christ Jesus. I don't want to pretend to be somebody else and live that life out. I want to be me with the power of the Holy Spirit on me. And sometimes we can get caught up into being somebody else, doing something the way somebody else does it. And that'll just kind of dampen who we really are. But God wants to draw out of you that uniqueness that He placed in you. He wants to anoint it and watch it go and watch it flow and watch it produce awesome fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad that the word sickness and disease cannot stand against the Word of God. I'm so glad that oppression, depression cannot stand against the Word of God. I'm so glad that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in Jesus' name. I'm so glad that God declared, I am the God that healeth thee. I'm so glad that God sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad for the healing power of God and the delivering power of God. I'm so glad that devils can't stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that devils are cast out in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Devils that even get on Christians are cast out in devils in Jesus' name. You know, devils do come to church sometimes. They don't have enough sense to stay out. Remember when Jesus was ministering in the synagogue? There was a devil in there. And he dealt with it. Praise God forever. Hallelujah. So let's make sure that we hang on to the Word and get acquainted with Him in a new way. We receive instruction from Him and we lay up His words in our heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I can see that we'll not get through the message I started last week this week. But it's all good anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm just going to mention a couple of scriptures, maybe. Glory to God. There's too much here really to get into. I want to talk about some areas of discouragement but oppression and depression. And we have to realize that these are things that of the devil. These are things that the devil tries to use to destroy us. You know, there's a 46% greater chance of you having a stroke or a heart attack if you're a depressed person. Must be true. I heard it in the radio. Well, it may be true to the world, but it doesn't have to be true for the body of Christ. Amen. The body of Christ can shake that thing off in Jesus' name. The body of Christ can be delivered from that oppression and depression. Body of Christ doesn't have to put up with that. We can take our place in Him and declare in Jesus' name, I have the joy of the Lord flowing through me. I have the Word of God bringing me to a high standard in the Lord. And Jesus rejoiced before the Father, so I'm going to.
Amen.
And just take our place in that and continue. Do not let oppression get a foothold on us in the name of Jesus. God will deliver us. God will take us through. He'll take us through if we'll pay attention to Him. I just feel impressed to tell this story this morning. I know I've told it before, but a friend of ours in Calgary that we knew many years ago, I haven't seen her now for quite a few years, but we knew her many years ago, and she was going through a terrible depression. She was a police officer's wife, and she had terrible oppression upon her at times, and the oppression would get so bad that it would seem like it would really take over her. And she would sit in a dark room for days, and she would meditate or think about the thoughts that the enemy would throw at her about committing suicide. And those suicidal thoughts would hit her over and over again. And then finally, one day she was sitting in her room. I'll tell you what that depression does, though. She was, because of the pain and hurt of the past and so forth, she was in a place where she couldn't accept that her husband would treat her kindly, because her parents did not treat one another kindly. She believed that one day he was going to leave, or he would hit her. And she would say to him sometimes, just out of the blue, "If you ever lay a hand on me." And we knew her husband, and he was, you know, he would never hit anybody. He was just a real fine guy, really good guy. And but she would say that kind of thing to him, and he'd be just baffled, you know. And anyway, this day, that the oppression can do that kind of thing, get you thinking along those lines. And the enemy's putting bait out there. Will you take this? Will you take this bait? Will you think about it long enough? Because the scripture, Jesus said, don't take any thought for tomorrow. Don't take the thought. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait that the enemy is trying to put in your head. Do not take the thought. If it doesn't build you up, it's most likely not of God and of the devil. So don't take a thought that doesn't build you up.